Perek tes if tes vav. Another tnai in oil arai she'eino osu lahogin. Really, we get a remedy for the problem. He says, loy nesra oil arai. Oil arai doesn't come osu. Ela kasha orach es hamchitzes b'shabes v'acha kachineach aleyem es oil. אבל משינה עשה סדר והחזיק עשה אויל באוויר ואח כך היבי תחתו וסמחיץ אז לא יגוזו בו. So it's like this. Oil arai, which is only made temporarily. Like we said, it's not made for a couple of days. Then there's another, there is a tnai, which we can get, you can get out of the problem. If you don't put up this oil in the normal way. A normal way of putting up such an oil is by first doing the partitions, afterwards doing the roof. Here, if a person would do first the roof and afterwards the partitions, then it is no problem to do it on Shabbos. That's what he says. If you do a shinui, it's called a shinui, you change the normal way. You first put up the roof, and afterwards you put on the partitions, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Of course, to put up the roof without putting up partitions, how's the roof going to stand? The case, how are you going to do it? You're going to have somebody to help you. You go and have somebody to hold up the roof or the cover. You hold up the cover, then afterwards you bring along, or somebody else brings along the partitions, then it is allowed to do it on Shabbos if it is an oil arai. Uledas HaRashba, brackets. According to the Rashba, HaSover, which holds, She'ol Zeh Nesach, Pli Mechitzes. According to the Rashba we learned before, he says that one doesn't need partitions altogether to be Osa. According to the Rashba, one could think that it won't help such a Shinui, because even if you wouldn't have partitions, it would be Osa to do it. Says the Chazmish, no! Even if one doesn't need partitions to make it Osa, but if you would put partitions there, in a way from a shinui, that means you first put the roof, first put the cover, and afterwards with the partitions, it will also be okay according to the Rashba. That's what the Chaznish says. Kosova Rashba. Kosova Chaznish. You have to, if you put also the standing on, that means the legs, from the oil on Shabbos, if you first hold the roof in the after you put the legs or the partitions, how is the mutter? So what do we say? Then according to the Rashba, then according to others, if a person will do a shinui, it is allowed. What is the shinui? The shinui is that you first put the cover, the roof, and afterwards you put the partitions. That's a way to get out of problems. If a person wants to put up such a canopy or wants to put up a roof or a shade, if he first puts up the roof, the cover, and afterwards he puts the partitions, it's allowed to be done on Shabbos, even according to the Rashba. That's what the Chazanish holds. Oh. Tes Zayn. Lo gozru chachomim iso oil ala b'oifin sh'on zokuk l'chalau sh'nutza tachto. He says another tonight. Even though we said Achidush, that we said, the Rabbanon say that oil which is not made to use underneath, the reason why he made it is to use on top of it. We'll see cases later on. If one doesn't use all together the underneath, then it's allowed. We'll explain what I mean. A bed, which is made to sleep on it. Now, if you have underneath the bed a cubic tefach, then mitachat is considered shloilo again. It's not made for to protect from underneath. It's made for sleeping on top of it. But you have made oil underneath it. Shloilo asu lahogen. It's not made for that. But you've made it underneath. Then we had the halacha before that if it's the oil arai and it's only made from top of it, then it's a problem if you have feet, legs. We said only if you have the bed has to be legs which are not normal legs, has to be solid planks, solid boards. Then we say you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. If it's a solid, the two legs of solid boards, and you go and put it up, the boards and the top on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make this bed on Shabbos. Now he adds another tonight. Only if one has some usage from the underneath from the bed. Says the Gemara, that if you want to put your shoes underneath the bed, a normal person puts shoes underneath his bed. So that means he wants the bed to be usable underneath. Even though the reason why he made this building, let's call it, is not for underneath. He made it for on top of it. But you have to have some usage underneath it. You have to be happy that you got underneath it a space that you can use. Then Chazal say, you're not allowed to use it. But if a person would be machlit, that he doesn't want altogether to use underneath, there's no reason they should have underneath, he would be happy even if his bed would be closed till the floor, then there's no problem altogether. He explains, you want to put things underneath. Even if you don't want to put something underneath, but you want the wind to go underneath. No, they should have air. We'll see cases later on. Sometimes a person wants the air to go underneath in order to keep it fresh. Aval, in ein odom zokot klal lachalal shenutzu bazeh, ein bazeh ifer. If a person does not want altogether the avir mitachat, he doesn't want the hole, which is the empty space, which is underneath, he's not interested in it altogether, there's no problem altogether. So we said another tnai now. And when did we say the offer to make an oil arai, even if you're not using the underneath, even if it's not made for the underneath, that's only if you've got some happiness that you've got underneath space. And because you want to use the underneath space after you're already made, you want to say, I'll use it also. A person can't say he made the bed for the underneath. He made the bed for on top. It's made for on top. But if you have some usage underneath, then we say it's not allowed to be made on Shabbos if it's made in the way, which she said it's not to be made on Shabbos because of the building, because of the way you did it. But if there's no usage altogether, he wants from underneath, there's no reason why he wants the underneath from the bed, let's call it, then there's no problem altogether to do it on Shabbos. In the footnote, he says like this. There are some shittas who hold, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to take on like that, that if you do four sides to the oil, if you put four, not discussing legs exactly, because we discussed boards, if you put four boards as partitions to this oil, the Taz wants to say, even if you do with a shin, it wouldn't help you. We don't allow you, and feel you, you don't, not that he does it with a shin is not allowed. Even if he doesn't want to use underneath it, it could also be awesome. I mean, let's say that again. The Taz holds, and the Mishpro seems to take on, if you do four partitions, not only two partitions is right, like we said till now, one has to need the space underneath to be used in some sort of a way. But if he does four partitions, Mr. Brewer seems to take on, that's the halach from the Taz, that one's not allowed to do it even if one doesn't need the avir mitachat, even if one doesn't need the space underneath it.